the alpaca industry is big enough that this weekend Concord hosted the
Nathaniel Carolina Alpaca Celebration.
That's the annual convention for the region's alpaca farmers and merchandisers. Hundreds of the long-necked animals sit or lie in pens, sedately chewing hay. Others are walked to a contest. Judges inspect their frames.
If you could bend that neck back across the animal's back, it should be roughly two-thirds the length of the back.
Jill McLeod has been a professional alpaca judge for almost 15 years.
I got my training primarily in Peru first, and then through the U.S. Association.
McLeod sifts her hand through the fleece of a 15-month-old male named Zen.
We want as much fleece as possible packed on the body of that animal, yielding a lot of fiber when he's sheared every year.
About 4,000 alpacas live in North Carolina, according to numbers from the Alpaca Owners Association. That makes the state 20th in the nation. That's far behind the top state, Ohio, with 28,000. But it's still pretty good considering the weather, says convention organizer Tammy Limer.
The climate tends to be a little bit warm for them. We don't have as many as the farms in Ohio and stuff, but it's growing. It's growing every year.
Our farm's called Good Karma Ranch. We're northwest of Charlotte, in a place called Iron Station.
Mike Walsh got into the alpaca game 4 years ago.
It just sort of happened. It started with a few, and then it exploded into too many, 36.
Even with that many, it's still not Walsh's primary business, although he says he earns a profit. An average shearing can produce 5 pounds of fleece. A pound of the best fleece can sell for as much as $50. It's spun into yarn and made into soft things.
We have a shawl, we have scarves, hats.
Florence Moorhead drove to the convention from Florida to sell the finished product.
Sweaters, alpacas.
Little alpaca stuffed animals.
And then you have teddy bears up here, pillows, purses, again, hats, little backpacks, socks.
I hear the socks are one of the mainstays.
Yes. They are super warm and very comfortable.
Alpacas and their products are a business. But the convention made clear they're also a lifestyle. Many of North Carolina's 100 alpaca farmers are part-timers, but they came from across the state. Others traveled from as far as the Midwest. They met to show their animals and their wares, but also to trade tips and just talk alpaca. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Concord.